coffee.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie, we've been talking about hoarding. Elaine Elliott. Elaine, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You say in your situation, hoarding and shopping is a compulsion.
Yeah, well, I think they go hand in hand for me. I'm a compulsive shopper and I hoard. I find it very hard to get rid of anything. I just hang on to everything, and I'm a kind of a collector. Teddy bears is a big one with me, but it could be books, bric-a-brac, anything. And I especially hold on to things that were given to me as presents.
But do you see it as a problem, Elaine?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. There are times I get up in the morning and I look at the sitting room and I say, oh my God, you know. And other times I'm quite comfortable.
And what do you see when you look at the sitting room and you say, oh my God?
Clutter. Although I'm able to walk around, but I'm getting rid of 3 bags of clothes now, you know, and I just made a decision on 3 cushions. They're nearly worn out, and there's a load of new ones, but I find it so hard to get rid of the old ones.
And why do you think you do it then? What's your understanding?
Well, I was a problem drinker. I'm an alcoholic, and I stopped drinking 32 years ago.
Well done.
I stopped smoking cigarettes. I stopped doing drugs. So there's still a hole from time to time. Sometimes loneliness, sometimes boredom. But I'm amazed at the number of women especially who have the same behaviours, you know. Mine's maybe just a bit more extreme.
But you're saying it replaced something much more serious.
Oh, definitely. Like, I have a friend and I'd be saying, oh, God, I'm shopping again. And she'd say that it's better than snorting cocaine. And it is.
And would other people, what do other people think of it, Elaine?
Some people think it's crazy, you know, shopping again. But there's the very ones who are still smoking and still drinking alcohol, so I don't know how they can judge me, you know.
But when you're shopping, when you're shopping again, as people see you, are you buying rubbish?
Well, some people might think it was rubbish. I mean, teddy bears, you know. I mean, some people would think that's rubbish. But that's a kind of a childhood thing. I lost a teddy bear when I was a child. I lost a couple of teddy bears through moving house and all that. And that would be a sense of loss that I would try to fulfill, you know. But I haven't been buying teddy bears for a while.
And how many teddy bears have you got?
Oh, God knows. Could have 40.
40, okay. And does anyone say to you, get rid of them?
Oh, my brother said it's a fire risk.
A fire risk?
Yeah, fire risk. But having said all that, I pay my rent. I have a nice house, I pay my rent. And, there are a lot of worse things. In a way, it's like gambling. You know, there's a bit of a buzz to it, you know.
When you see things in shops or whatever.
Yeah. But just lately now, I've learned to stay at home more, not to be going downtown. And I see a definite improvement in my finances, you know.
But you say your house resembles a cross between a museum and a charity shop.
It does. But I have some unusual things, you know, bric-a-brac and stuff. But my real genuine friends, they walk into the house for coffee, they don't bat an eyelid, you know.
Yeah. And then when you say, Elaine, that you keep presents especially.
I have sentimental attachments. I would be very sentimental, yeah.
But would you know who gave you the presents?
Oh, of course.
How would you remember?
Oh, I'd remember if somebody gave me something.
And would you write their name on it? Somebody... Cause...
No, I just would remember, you know, because I value my friends and I value the presents they give me. Yeah.
And what about, how long is have your presents for that you've got 10, 20 years ago?
yes. I have. And most people would get rid of them, but to me, there's an emotional attachment.
Yeah. Now, do you watch the Antiques Roadshow? You know those programs?
Not usually. I don't really watch television during the day, just the news. But I have seen it, and it is very interesting. But I doubt if I have anything as expensive as that. You know, some of the things are valued really highly. You know, I wouldn't have things like that.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't be an antique collector as such, you know.
But to me,
a small, cheapy thing, I'm looking at the moment at a fluffy hedgehog. And I would love him. And my friend brought me a wind-up little rabbit for Easter. I love him, you know.
Okay, well, you've a good understanding of it, Elaine. That's the thing that's really coming across. That's Elaine Elliott. Thanks, Elaine.